The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, addressed saying that he feels like there's nothing weird about not wanting to talk a lot about him and Taylor's relationship. He said, "I don't think anyone you meet on the streets would just spill their guts out to you. Therefore, why should I? And then that's supposed to be defined as being strangely private? Fine. But I don't think it is. I think it's normal." I mean, I don't disagree.
I mean, back in the day, we didn't talk about anything. Nowadays, it's like if you don't share everything, like what you're eating or going to the bathroom, you're not normal. But I kind of agree.
Netflix says that they're not going to remove real-life footage of a train crash from the popular movie Bird Box. The footage is from a 2013 tragedy in Canada when an unattended train carrying crude oil rolled down an incline, came off the tracks, and exploded into a massive ball of fire, killing 47 people. The mayor of the Canadian city where the crash took place decried the use of the footage, calling it a lack of respect. Despite the criticism, the streaming service said that they have no plans to remove the footage from the movie. Jackass's Steve-O says that he once went on a cocaine bender with Mike Tyson. He says he bumped into the former boxing champ at a party in Hollywood where Tyson opened the door.
And I remember he like swung his fist like past me and like hit me in the back of the head, knocking me like, "Get in here," you know, like, "Yeah, get in here." And then he's like, "You got any coke?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude, I have a lot." Yeah. I remember having like half an eight ball in one pocket and like an untouched eight ball in the other pocket, which was more than I would usually have.
Betty White celebrated her 97th birthday yesterday. The veteran actress and some friends got together to play poker last night. Her poker night with her friends apparently goes back decades, and she was spotted out and about this week and seems to be in great health.
Love me some Betty White. Happy belated, Betty.
In less than an hour, the biggest and smallest peens in Hollywood.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I don't know what that even means.